Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Welcome. I'm your guest host today, Rhonda Branch, sitting in for Vicki Winterton. I'm so excited today that we have author, businesswoman, Kathleen Grace with us. Welcome, Kathleen. How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It is my pleasure. Kathleen, can you tell our audience a little about yourself and your background?
Sure. I have been in the financial service industry for 25 long years, as we call it on this side of the industry. And I am probably in the 24% minority of women who are in this industry and still slugging it out after 25 years. And I have had my own practice and also worked for a big four accounting firm and some big investment firms as well.
Great. Sounds great. And I also know that you earned your bachelor's degree in business administration and finance from the University of Miami.
Yes. I grew up in Chicago, and if anybody knows the weather in Chicago, it's not hard to put your college application into some sunshine and palm trees.
Oh, yeah. I bet that is wonderful. And where did you attend graduate school?
I have several designations. I went to Nova Southeastern University to obtain my certified financial planner designation, and as well as the Wharton School of Business in their Certified Investment Management Analyst program. So I have lots of school, lots of years of education.
Wow, how impressive. Wharton School of Business. Everybody knows about the Wharton School of Business. And I know that you continually serve as a subject matter expert for the CEMA certification exam. That is amazing. And I want our listeners also to know that Ms. Grace is a frequent contributor to print, radio, and television media. I wanted everyone to know she is also the author of Prince Not So Charming. It's a financial planning novel. So, Ms. Grace, how did you come to your passion and purpose in life?
I guess I would say in my practice, I've seen many people come into my office. You know, after 25 years, you kind of have had a chance to see all sorts of things. But I think very prevalent to the South Florida community and probably other parts of the country too is, you know, we have this wealth and extreme wealth in some instances. And when there's money involved and multiple families, marriages, children from previous marriages, life and planning become really complex. And I think after seeing some women come into my office having either signed a prenuptial agreement or their husbands left them for, you know, someone 20 years younger and they gave up their career maybe to raise their children, and they come into my office and say, I don't know what I'm going to do next. And, you know, I have no skill now. I gave up my career and I don't know how I'm going to live. And I think that I'm extremely compassionate, and I felt like I couldn't help them in the way that I really wanted to help them, because had they spoken to me 10, 20 years prior, I would have had a great plan in place for them to protect themselves. And so I think out of that frustration grew this idea of, wait a second, if I can't help or get to the people 20 years prior, why don't I write a book and try to impart my wisdom on every age group from their 20s all the way through to their 50s, maybe even 60s, because I hear 60 is now, you know, the new 40. So maybe if I could impart wisdom through a novel that was interesting and entertaining, that also had some good financial planning advice woven through, people would actually enjoy it, absorb it, and it's truly become a work of art in my passion and my love giving to the rest of the women out there.
Wonderful. How old were you when you started writing or you got interested in becoming a writer?
I think I've always been a frustrated writer. I write, you know, our quarterly newsletters in my business. I have written for many media outlets articles, and I'm now a frequent contributor to a lot of sites. I was on Maria Shriver's site writing. So I've always loved to write, but I think the book was more inspired by, I wanted to write a romance that didn't end so well, but had a happy ending with my character, who happens to be, of course, Cinderella, and gave a message of inspiration and empowerment, and that it's okay, you can do this, kind of like a motivational type book.
That's wonderful. And what challenges have you faced with your writing?
I think it was a lot of work. It's obviously, it was a lot more than I intended. It took me a year and a half to write it, and I think I've had 5 editors on the book, and I'm one of those triple Virgo kind of people where nothing's ever really right and done. And, you know, I drive my whole staff crazy because I'm totally OCD, but I think that writing it was really a challenge, but I didn't realize that that really wasn't the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge is trying to get the word out and helping people, you know, distributing it to everybody who has a daughter or a sister or a cousin or a loved one who could benefit from reading something that is entertaining, but also give some good advice to protect you, you know, so that you're not one of those people who ends up signing a prenup, leaving themselves with no option later on.
That's very powerful. You're absolutely correct on that. What do you hope readers will take away from your book?
Well, first and foremost, I wrote it in a romance because I want it to be fun. I want people to really just enjoy the story and get lost in it. You know, I know how hard I work, and it's really nice to have a release and, you know, a way to rest your mind and allow your imagination to take over. So I think that's always the first thing, is I want you to have fun reading the book. But the real message in the book and the power of this Cinderella story is that anything can happen to your prince. You know, I wrote about one type of scenario, which is the prince could end up being not so princely. But your prince could also die. You know, he could become disabled. You have to protect yourself financially and prepare yourself for the inevitable event that you will be on your own someday and in charge of your own finances. The statistics are clear on that. I mean, I have done a ton of research on my book, and one of the statistics that absolutely propelled me to finish writing this book is 9 out of 10 women will be solely responsible for their finances at some point in time in their lives. So it's going to be due to one of those 3 things, and you need to make sure you have a game plan.
And normally, what happens to these women that don't have a game plan?
I really hate to give you that statistic, but almost 80-some percent of the people who are widowed over age 65, I believe, end up in poverty, complete poverty. And actually, Maria Shriver talks about this quite a bit on her site, and a lot of people write about it. But the majority of people in poverty today are women.
Wow, that's interesting. What advice can you give to women who are listening today? But don't forget, ladies, you still need to go out and buy a book. We don't want to take all your secrets, but what advice would you give? For instance, I'll use an example. I know someone who's been married, I'll say, 62 years. Her name has never been on her husband's checking account or any other documents. No type of insurance or anything. What happens to a woman in that generation if that husband dies? There's going to be a lot of legal and financial mess.
Not necessarily, but, okay, I think the piece of advice I can globally give is to be aware. You should be aware of every dollar that comes in and every dollar that's going out. You should be involved in every aspect of the family and household's financial matters. You know, my father had a saying. He was a Polish immigrant. He used to say, when you close your eyes, you open your wallet. In other words, if you put your head in the sand and, you know, don't want to bother yourself with this, you're going to end up with a very big problem down the road one day. And so I think the best piece of advice is my sole goal, hopefully with this book, is for women to walk away and say, wow, I need to protect myself. And that's really what this means, is being involved and protecting yourself. And it doesn't mean doing something that isn't communicating with your spouse or your loved one. It
right.
means actually working together. We work with a lot of couples. We bring them together. We use a great tool at United Capital, which is why I joined their firm and they bought my firm several years ago. And this tool is really powerful and sold me. It's called Honest Conversations. And within Honest Conversations, there are specific cards that prompt a discussion and help facilitate, you know, communication between couples about money issues and what's important to each person, and then how to distill that down to the top areas that you're going to focus on as a couple. And that may mean, you know what, I've had widows come into my office and say, I've never written a check. I have never handled any of the finances. And we take over, we help them, we teach them, we educate. We want to empower you to be independent. And I think that it is exponentially that much more difficult to begin dealing with finances if you never have, in the face of an emotional turmoil. For example, a death or divorce or disability. So why not head that off at the pass? Because, you know, the last thing you need to be dealing with when you're grieving or, you know, devastated over an illness is finances. If you have that all taken care of and in place, that's one less thing you're going to have to worry about, and you can check that box.
That is wonderful advice. I love that. Did you learn anything from writing your book? And if so, what was it?
You know, I did a ton of research that didn't end up in the book, but the statistics on women living in poverty, on women who hand over their finances. What struck me the most are statistics of women who are in business and successful businesswomen in the workforce today that hand over their finances to their husbands or significant others and do not have a grasp of what the family finances are. I think that was pretty shocking to me.
Yes, it is. That really is. Now, I love your book cover. Who designed your book cover?
Thank you. It was actually one of the designers through Morgan James Publishing. So I love it too. Thank you very much. She was extremely talented. I articulated to her what I was looking for, and she just hit the nail on the head.
Yes, she did indeed. And do you have to travel much concerning your books? Have you been on a book tour yet?
I travel for work all the time, and yes, I do travel for the book as well. I've done several speaking engagements. That's mostly people ask me to speak, and I've done several book signings, but mostly they're speaking engagements.
Great, because you have a wonderful platform. I know a lot of our listeners hearing you. Please know she's going to give her information at the end of our interview, and you can book her to come speak to your group or your conference, because she's great, as everyone is hearing. Who is your favorite author? And what is it that really strikes you about their work?
There's a lot. There's many. I can't say just one because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I really, and I think nobody would be offended if I said this, I really don't have a whole lot of time for the things that sometimes are most important, which is meditation and really reaching deep within and getting insight. So I would have to say the most inspirational books I've read are Deepak Chopra's books. I'm really a fan of, believe it or not, I read a lot of investment books. I know that sounds funny, but and family office and financial planning books. But I would probably say that. And then one that I've read most recently that really struck me, and I've heard him speak, is Sean Aker. He's the happiness guy, if you've heard of him. He and Oprah kind of have paired up, and does quite a few speaking engagements around the country. And I just think he is very easy to relate to, very real, very honest, very open, and extremely helpful in ideas on, you know, how to keep a happy perspective when there's so many unhappy things happening in the world today. You know, we don't even need to talk about terrorism and all the other things that we see from a day-to-day basis, but I think Sean Aker does a great job in his book on helping you spin that into, let me look at the positives today and live in the moment and be grateful for everything that we have today. And I'll close this up. I don't want to drag on about this, but we started a 21-day challenge at United Capital, at our firm, and I think it's phenomenal. And it started by our CEO himself, and he talked about what his challenge is personally for the 21 days, and he has 3 teenage daughters, so I thought that was kind of cool because he he probably has a lot of things he needs to, you know, try to put into perspective with 3 teenagers. But I think it's pretty phenomenal because when you think about 3 things that you can do positive each day, like number 1, reach out to somebody that you haven't reached out to before and send a nice note and tell them how much you care about them, how much they mean to you in your life, that's pretty profound and powerful. 2, if you can be grateful for what you have, meditate on that and be appreciative for the blessings that you've received so far in life. And 3, help somebody in need. You know, I don't care if it's giving up your seat on the bus or the train or, you know, helping an elderly person with their groceries, whatever it is. If you could do those 3 things each day, imagine the world we'd live in today if everybody could do that.
Yes, that is just fabulous. I love that. Now, in the future, and you're an author now, do you see yourself having a second career when you move out of the finance world as a writer? Seeing writing as your second career?
I doubt it, because my first love is actually helping people with their finances. You know, I really enjoy the fruits of my labor. You know, when you have a client that starts with, you know, small savings and you help guide them to retirement and a comfortable, very comfortable retirement, that is truly rewarding. So I don't think I'll ever give that up. But everybody does ask me for an ending, so I guess I'm going to have to get another book out.
That was my next question.
Well, I always said it does have an ending, in my opinion, because Cinderella's happy and empowered, but I guess people are looking for a little bit more of an ending.
Yes, wonderful, wonderful book. Name one entity that you feel supported you outside of family members.
My business partner. She, you know, was my sounding board every time I came in and said, are you sure I should be doing this? Because this is a lot of work, and I'm not sure, and are people going to like this? And, you know, I think there were a lot of days where I wasn't sure if it would make a positive impact, and I think she really just kept me going. And the second one is my daughter, believe it or not. My young daughter would say to me, I'm so proud of you, Mommy. I want to write a book, too. So I think that that was an inspiration for me to kind of sludge through and complete it.
That's great, especially your daughter. That's just a blessing, I tell you. Are experiences based on someone you know or events in your own life?
There are events, and all of my friends are really kind of captured in there, and family and things that have happened to the different people that I know and have met. It's really fictitious, but, you know, it has a lot of reality to every woman out there. I mean, I get calls and I'm truly touched. And by the way, I respond to everybody who reaches out to write to me. And I'm really touched and sometimes surprised and shocked when people call me and say, oh, your book changed my life and I can't thank you enough. And I did this and I made these changes. And this was my story. You wrote about me. And so I think it has a little bit of everybody in it.
That's wonderful. I love that people are reaching out to you. That just says how much your book is changing the world and empowering women and girls. And it's important that young girls learn these powerful messages that you're giving to the world. That is just wonderful. And I want our readers to know that Kathleen Grace is just a wonderful woman. She also serves on the foundation board and is chair of the investment committee of Florida Atlantic University. As executive board member and co-chair of the Starfish Circle Initiative of Women in Distress of Broward County. Tell me about that, about Broward County, the Starfish Circle Initiative.
Well, one out of four women, and I think it's higher in certain areas, quite frankly, will experience some form of domestic violence. And the term domestic violence, people think of it in traditional terms, I think, and definition of actual physical violence, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. It can be verbal abuse, emotional abuse, which, by the way, can be and sometimes is in certain instances even more devastating and damaging. So I think that part of my work in helping women to be financially independent and my thoughts about this is there are many people in my life that I have been touched by that have experienced some form of domestic violence. And by the way, a portion of the net proceeds of my book go to women in distress. Because I am so behind and empowered by this, impassioned by giving back to society in this way, I think women culturally and societally have suffered a lot of atrocities for long periods of time. And I really believe that in order to move out of this, we need to stand together and make a change. And I think that, you know, with some of the media headlines you heard in the NFL with the Ray Rice case and things like that, I think at least it's no longer a taboo subject in the media. People at least are willing to talk about it much more than they ever were. Kesha was just in the news the other day, I read, and it's just disturbing to me that, it's so difficult for women to stand up and speak out as it is, especially when they see the outcome of doing so. And it just is shocking to me that in this day and age, the courts are just still not with it in the rulings with the severity and seriousness in any type of abuse, whether it be physical, emotional, mental, sexual. I think we have a long way to go in this country, and I'm willing to stand up there and fight the fight. And so that's my party and part of involvement with women in distress.
That is just wonderful. At the end of the interview, you can give their website, because anyone out there listening, if you want to donate to Women in Distress of Broward County, Inc., make sure you Google them and look them up and give support to Kathleen Grace in this wonderful agency that is empowering and changing women's lives. Probably just not women, but women and their children. That is so important. And again, I don't know how you have time to do anything else. This lady is wonderful, you all. She's a certified investment management analyst. She's a certified financial planner. She's the managing director of United Capital Financial Advisors. She advises affluent families, Fortune 500 executives, entrepreneurs, and institutions throughout the country on all facets of financial and estate planning, and helping them chart a financial course for lifetime wealth creation. And I want to let you know again, go out, go online, and buy Prince Not So Charming. It is a bestseller, and it's a financial planning novel by Kathleen A. Grace. Kathleen, it has just been my pleasure and honor to talk to such an amazing woman who is changing our world. It has just been a blessing to meet you today. Can you tell our audience how they can connect with you in the future?
Yes, and thank you so much for your kind words. I appreciate that. The book has a website. It's princenotsocharming.com. And those emails in the Contact Me page go directly to me. So I really would enjoy hearing from you. And by the way, I don't have an ego, so positives or, you know, any improvements that you might suggest for the next book, I'm happy to hear. And again, thank you so much for listening to me. And the website, if you're interested, for Women in Distress at Broward County is womenindistress.org.
Thank you again for joining us, Kathleen. Thank you, audience, for listening in. And if you'd like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing and our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, our global communities and broadcasts, go to getei.com. That's getei.com. Have a wonderful week and go out and change somebody's life like Kathleen Grace. Thank you and have a good day.